terrible time.
Burr.
So I got vicious.
Damn, Gucci, Louis, three by logo.
Yes, yes.
So, hey, is.
What's up, Zany Bros?
Tits or ass?
Ass.
Well, welcome everybody to the Big Day Podcast. I'm your host this week, and we're joined by none other than Spitfire Shogun and White Easy. And we're here to tell you about some cool stuff. So we've all got some topics that we're going to talk about, I hope. And the first topic that's been on my mind for a while, and I mean, I'll need you guys' input because it's been pretty perplexing. But why is country music still around?
Because Lil Nas X revived it, bro.
It's a pretty solid answer.
But has like, the horses in the back.
Like, okay, rewind like 5 years when country was 90% Kenny Chesney, 5% Brad Paisley, and like the other 5 was Keith Urban. Like all those guys, they were like, I wouldn't even really call them country. They're more like pop country.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
I wish I had an answer.
That's why I'd like to find out. So that'll be our investigation for the week. Because, I mean, sure, there is such a thing as country. I think it's still out there. Mm-hmm. You know, people like Garth Brooks, you know. He's a real country dude. All right, who? Dolly Parton. I mean, yeah, like there's some real ones out there. And if you listen to them, you like them, that makes
I'm just wondering when Justin Bieber's gonna go and be a country artist.
He hasn't already? I could have sworn he's done something like that. I know Justin Timberlake did. He's pretty close, right?
Close enough.
It's interesting.
Justin Bieber.
They're both Justins.
Yeah. Very true. Are there any country artists that you do like, Brad or Nate?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I used to really like Lone Star back in like the early 2000s.
George Strait.
I'm not a huge George Strait fan.
What did he do to you? Tell us what you tell.
Well, see, when I was younger, I used to think that he was the lead singer of Dire Straits because it just kind of made sense in my mind.
Is it because of his last name?
By when I was younger, I mean like up until a year ago, probably.
Last year.
Do you not like his last name?
No, I have a lot of respect for that last name, but I think in today's climate, maybe it's a little offensive, you know?
What do you think you could do to change it?
You're gonna make me say it, aren't you? Mm-hmm. We could make him George Polyamorous.
I think country has some good songs and everything like that.
Oh yeah,
for
sure.
Interesting, because I feel like the population that listens to it, like the group, is pretty large, yet they don't really like talk about it, in my opinion.
They're like, oh, they'll hear a country song or they'll just be listening to it in the truck. But they don't go on Facebook like, oh yeah, I went to a Kenny Chesney concert last night. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like no one, I don't hear enough people talk about it, but then you see Garth Brooks selling out stadiums.
Selling out like a whole basket of.
Do you guys keep up with Garth Brooks' social media?
No.
Because have you seen any of his
Great.
videos?
Isn't it funny?
It's amazing.
Probably.
It's.
Really would. Did you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know how to. I can't describe it in words, but I can probably play a clip of one of them. I haven't seen many of his videos recently, but it's real weird.
Doesn't Chris D'Elia talk about that, or is that Ethan?
Well, they both did, and when Ethan talked to him on the podcast about it, and then Chris Lee was like, "Oh yeah, I did a video." And he like recreated Garth Brooks, one of his original social media videos. Okay, I got it for you, Brad. I'm a
Whenever you have it, play it. It's just
He's
interesting, though, you know, with
unzipping the files.
country and stuff like that.
Well, because there's tons of songs that, like, I'll hear, I'll be like, oh, yeah, like, obviously, like God Bless the USA or whatever. Like those real America, you know. There's some good ones. They'll come on at like a baseball game or whatever,
Oh yeah, of course.
you'll get into them.
Well, I don't know what happened, but you guys cut out for a minute on my end.
Think you need to renew WinZip in order to unzip that file that you're trying to share with us? Can we talk about WinZip and how there's still like zip files out there?
Yeah,
And
go ahead.
nobody has ever installed WinRAR, like legitimately.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it.
Okay, so like you'll try to download something, right? Maybe it's like Garth Brooks' newest album.
Like LimeWire.
I mean, you can just Google it and you'll get like a zip file. And you go to extract the files and it's like, oh, you need to register your copy of WinRAR because it's not free software. And then it lets you do it anyway.
You're right. Well, you know, I don't know too much about that, but what I do know is this here. Check this out.
Official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start.
Can you
And a
hear
friend of
that?
mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me. And I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, hotel room. When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. It's just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Let the conversation begin.
To be honest, you know, thinking about it, I feel like the popular, like, mainstream country artists, they are like the goofy ones. Like, you have Blake Shelton and everything like that.
The goofy ones.
Yeah, for like the
Blake
popular ones
Shelton's
are
at least,
just goofy.
he's at least cool though.
Yeah.
But Garth Brooks is just like on a, I feel like, I don't know if he's just
On a different plane.
He's just too successful and rich that he does not know what's going on
Well, he
because
says we. Because he has like five different identities, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's his other one? Oh, gosh. Didn't he release
Kid
another
Cudi.
album?
He did. He's.
I'm looking it up right now because that's so. Chris Gaines, dude. Chris Gaines.
Perfect. Wow.
Yeah. I want to
Do you
put
think
cool stuff, slick stuff, raw stuff.
raw stuff? Most of what you'll be hearing, raw stuff. See, I wonder if the secret identity or whatever started out as like, oh yeah, I just want to do some different music. Now it's become like split. Like he's got multiple personalities, and the one on social media is the one that kind of like runs the show,
You're right.
You can't tell me I'm wrong.
He's split.
Split. The movie Split was actually inspired by
Chris Gaines.
M. Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan met with Chris Gaines and was like, you know what? We got ourselves a bunch of boys.
Can see that.
Sucks.
They should make a like a fictional horror story based off of the story of Chris
That'd be
Gaines and
perfect.
Garth Brooks.
We
Like
should make it.
have it start off and seem like it's like a real documentary or something, and then it turns into
Well, it's almost like that Jim Gaffigan movie that's coming out. He's like an Uber driver, and you're like, oh, okay, haha, this is probably gonna be funny. And then it turns into like this thriller, and you're like, what the hell? Where did this come from?
I haven't even heard about that. This is news to me.
Yeah, it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, like in the trailer, like Jim Gaffigan's like an Uber driver, and he takes this guy that's like a what, like maybe like a drug dealer or something like that. And then he got divorced, and he's like losing custody of like his kids, and he needs money. So he like is gonna go kidnap the guy that he took that got all this money from like a drug dealer or something like that. But then he ends up like walking in the room where like this guy's like kid is, and he kidnaps like this baby. You're like, all right, this escalated like in so many directions. I have no clue what to expect. But like, there's a scene where like their son's kidnapped, and like he picks the parents up too, and like he's driving around. And he's like, oh my goodness, like where did the kid go? And you're like, ah, man, it just sounds interesting.
Yeah, what's that called? Do you know?
No.
I don't know. I don't
See, I
really
think we
care.
should go into production with that Chris Gaines movie, and just but not even secure permission or rights or anything, just kind of do it, and then just change the name a little bit, like Gris Canes.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "Oh, it sounds kind of familiar." I can't put my
It's
finger on
called
it.
American Dreamer when it comes out in September.
And then we can probably get we could get Garth Brooks to star in it, and then he probably won't even realize until the end, like, wait a second, wait, is this about me, dude?
Is feeling a little raw.
This feels real raw right now, bro. Yeah. But
Man,
speaking
we'll speak.
Oh,
Oh, you speak.
that was kind of weird, but we're back in the club. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was just gonna say, speaking of kind of weird podcast, not podcast, like weird social media presences, shout out to our boy Rob Delaney making it into Hobbs
Yeah.
and Shaw.
Yeah. That's
I
true.
remember back in the we'd watch him on YouTube and he'd just post like the weirdest stuff. And these guys are disappearing into the floor. But did we talk about that movie yet?
I think we did. Yeah, we did a little bit.
Did kind of, yeah.
We
Speaking of movies, are you guys gonna see the Scary Ghost Stories? I think I
Ooh,
might,
I saw the ref
because I'm
one of
thinking
the
about seeing it Saturday.
Yeah,
I'd have
I
to go by
definitely see
myself,
it.
and I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Too scared of ghost stories.
Dude, those books freaking traumatized me. I had one on my bookshelf back in the day. And I would just see it like as I was falling asleep. I think it was more scary stories to tell in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those books when I was a kid.
This is creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Someone in Brazil had a copy, and we were looking at it at their house.
Nice.
And, man.
Yeah. I think I might see it. It looks fun. The reviews have been pretty good for the most part. I think it sounds like a lot of people are saying that there's some parts that have some pretty bad CGI. And then
that sounds interesting.
Yeah. And then so there's some bad CGI, and then it seems like every review that I've looked at, everyone says the same thing, that it's not scary enough for adults, really, like maybe some creepy parts and stuff, and then they think it's too scary for kids, so it's like somewhere in between. And so a lot of people are like, I don't know who to recommend this for, but it's pretty good.
Teenagers?
But I guess. I don't know.
That's
it looks interesting, though. I do want to watch it.
But there's not like other movies that I think that are really coming out this weekend. I mean, you have Dora the Explorer, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'm
psyched for that. I don't even have a kid yet, and I'm already going to see it.
And then there's the Kitchen.
The Kitchen?
The one with Melissa McCarthy. It's like a DC movie or whatever.
What?
Yeah. It's like a mob movie, but it's about the wives of these mob dudes.
Like Two-Face's wife?
And the interesting thing that I've read a lot about is how in the movie, the actresses that are in it kind of become kind of unlikable, and they do a lot of, apparently they do a lot of things that are way worse than what like mob guys normally do in movies. And so it's like a weird thing where it's supposed to be like a women empowerment kind of thing, but it's weird because it doesn't make sense because they're doing some pretty terrible things that normally, like if it was a bunch of guys, people would complain about the movie being, you know, with the toxic masculinity and stuff, but it's women doing a bunch of sick stuff. So
toxic femininity.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish is in it, and she looks good in it. I really like her, actually.
Like what kind of
what?
Who is she?
She's a black comedian.
Wasn't she in like Night School or something like that with Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see that, but I didn't.
That's actually a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I saw some of the reviews for that movie coming out today, and it seems like it's not really that great. Okay. Seems like it's not bad, but it's not really worth seeing.
Well, like, anything Melissa McCarthy's done within the last 5 years has been, like, completely garbage.
Yeah. You
know, for the most part.
Yeah. I kind of, there's some that I liked. Like, I liked Spy. I thought it was kind of fun.
I didn't see that. It's probably why.
And then she was in, what was the one? It was like a Mother's Day, kind of like a, what was it? It was when she goes back to college.
Yeah.
One I actually thought was pretty funny. It wasn't great, but there was some stuff in that movie that made me laugh. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I think the ones that are bad, though, I'm pretty sure her husband is a director, and she's in she's in like all of his movies, and the ones that she's in that he directs are the ones that are terrible.
Yeah, like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, pretty much. Which hopefully the new Ghostbusters will be good.
Oh, I bet they will. They won't do it dirty to us. They know better.
Yeah. So anyways, so moral of the story is everyone go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood this weekend instead of seeing any of these
movies. Yeah, that's what you should see this weekend, Brad.
Well, if I see anything this weekend, weekends usually aren't my movie time because we got like $5 Tuesdays and.
Then you can go on Tuesday.
Weekends anyway.
All right.
What about $8 Saturday?
$8 Saturday? Well, the cheapest theater we have here is like $7 for whenever, like even night showings. There's like $7.50 maybe.
That's pretty good.
It's not too bad. But the like every
yeah,
other
what's theater, the catch?
The catch is that you don't get like the nice seats and all that. It's just regular stadium seats.
Oh man.
Are there rats in the theater?
Not that I've seen.
Oh no. Shit, a rat.
All right. So when I went to Thailand, we went to the movies and they have different kind of seats that you can pay for, like, and you can get like a love seat. It's like a couch.
Hey.
So we're like, you know what? You know, went in Thailand, and so we get this little couch, and we walk in, and it looks all crusty and gross. And then there was a bunch of what did we see? I feel like we saw a rat in there or something. I don't know, but it was gross. And then it was weird. Then they played like a some sort of thing before the movie came on.
like
something with the leader of Thailand or whatever. And I think that he just died or something. I don't know. And everyone like stood up in the movie theater. Like, I've never seen this before, but this like, was kind of cool.
It's like if you did the Pledge of Allegiance before a movie or something.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. It was really weird. So yeah, that was interesting. But me and Nate have now Nate finally has like a movie pass thing for Regal, right?
Yep. Unlimited movies, $18 a month.
Yeah.
I
went to two, and I get 10% discount on concessions, and
it's nice.
Real nice. Taking advantage of that.
Yeah, man. I have A-list at AMC and I really like it. I've been seeing a ton of movies.
Yeah, Marcus ain't got nothing like that.
Yeah.
Hate to spoil it, but
yeah,
we get the cute little Marcus intros before every movie.
Like, it just sucks that because the theater I go to, we still have like old seats and stuff like that. I think they're slowly probably going to like renovate it and stuff like that, but I doubt it.
Yeah, maybe eventually.
Yeah, well, even like Hollywood 20, or rest in peace, I should say Hollywood 11.
Hollywood 11.
It's got like those new news.
Yeah, the new recliners are so nice.
Yeah. It's like every other theater here has that. It's just like $12 a movie.
Yeah.
Yep, don't have that.
So be thankful while it lasts, because it's going to go up.
Even the Hollywood 20 prices, they finally started going up. I think it's like $8.50 now or something a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was $6 for a long time, which was nice.
Just think about this. $8.50. We don't have recliner seats, and I had to pay like $10.50 a ticket or more. Yeah, maybe like $11.50.
Jeez.
Man, the seats suck too.
That's some booty.
Well, I mean, yeah, just the way everything's going, I feel like you're going to see those new seats in no time. When everything's reservation here too, like you pick your seats. Nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference for sure.
But it is kind of annoying because it's like if you're out and about and you don't really get a chance to plan like which movie you're going to see. And so you just kind of wing it. And then you get there and you're like, oh, there's only one seat up in the top left corner. And then there's like another seat right in front of the screen. Oh, I guess they're seeing this one.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me. So I was watching Jackie Brown yesterday, and there's a part where a character is like, I think I'm going to go to the movies. And then the other character is like, oh, what are you going to see? And he's like, I don't know, something that plays soon and looks good. And it just reminded me of a time when I
could do that.
I feel like people don't do that anymore. But I feel like people used to always do that. They'd just be like, yeah, we're going to go to the movies. I'm like, oh, what are you going to see? I have no idea. We'll look at the posters. We'll look at the posters when we get there and just kind of see what's playing next and then just see it.
You but people don't
really do that. Yeah.
You just be like, oh, Shrek 2 is at the Dollar Theater. I guess we'll see that.
I guess I'm seeing Shrek 2 today, kids.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shrek, who's your favorite character?
From like any of the Shrek movies?
Yeah,
from Shrek.
I don't know, maybe Lord Farquaad.
I really like I was gonna say the Big Bad Wolf, but he doesn't really do anything. Maybe like So what other characters are there really? yeah.
Fiona.
See, I used to not like the fairy godmother just because she was kind of like a total B. But after rewatching, it's like, wow, she's so clever though. Like, she's so good at what she does.
We should do a commentary
on Shrek.
Yeah.
All of Shrek.
Wait, which one? Shrek is life or like Shrek the movie?
All of them.
All of Shrek.
Every single Shrek.
All-Star Shrek Championship.
What about the live action like Shrek musical or whatever?
The one that's on Netflix?
Yeah, have you ever watched
it? Yeah, I have. It's so bad, but it's so really? Funny.
I think I need to watch that. I haven't seen it, but I...
If you want to watch something good too, there's this video I watched one time where it was a group of animators around the world, they got together. Did you watch Shrek that? Yeah. And it's just like different animation.
For each scene. Yep.
That's wild.
There's like puppet segments and just like different weird stuff.
I've never heard of that.
It's pretty whack. Yeah, just look up Shrek Retold. Pretty sure that's what it's called. Okay.
It's pretty like funny.
Anime Shrek?
I turned it on one time with my family, and my family looked at me, and they're like, what are we watching?
It's like Gotham Knight Shrek.
Yeah. Or like bootleg Shrek.
Shrek Legends.
You know, like the meme, like, I think I downloaded the wrong Shrek movie. Oh, yeah. That's that.
That's what we're doing. Got the wrong Shrek.
I saw a funny one today for Aladdin that made me laugh pretty hard.
Like really like some...
Yeah. Yeah, man.
This is funny one out there. I still haven't seen Aladdin.
I do think it was funny how, you know, the other day or in our other podcast we were talking about, you know, like what movies would
shouldn't be remade.
And then Disney talks about how they're remaking like Home Alone.
Oh yeah,
Home Alone. Night at the Museum.
Like why? I mean, I'm not even mad. Just why?
I mean, I was just like telling people about it and stuff like that. I'm like, how are they going to do Home Alone? You know, especially with
like, hey, mom. Like in... Oh, we're on our way back.
Yeah,
we have phones now. Like every exactly. kid. Over the age of six has a phone.
Did you see Macaulay Culkin's tweet? He's like, what Home Alone today would actually look like? And it's just like him looking like a bum on the couch or whatever.
And he still looks like he's 10.
Yeah.
But with like a beard and a beer gut. It's crazy.
Pretty much.
He's got some kind
of... That was pretty funny.
Well, it's like Home Alone. I bet they could make a good remake, but like Night at the Museum, why?
I don't know, but well, I'm interested.
Like it was huge when it came.
They're for Disney Plus, right? Are they going to be shows?
Yeah, they're Disney Plus.
So yeah. Is it going to be a series?
Like, I don't know.
Because I could see Night at the Museum as like a series. I think that would actually be kind of cool. I think it would work better as a show.
Yeah. Like he goes to a different museum each week.
I saw a funny tweet where it was talking about how Night at the Museum would be just the security guy live streaming at night. Look at this shit, guys. Look at this.
3M challenge.
Yeah.
Hey guys, don't go into the mammoth exhibit at 3 a.m. And then there's a tusk like appears out of nowhere.
What was the second Night of the Museum called?
Night of the Museum 2.
Is that all?
I think it's Battle for the Smithsonian, or is that 3?
Oh yeah, this was, I think it's Smithsonian. I don't know.
No. Secret Tomb was the last one.
We got the
I didn't see that one.
Battle of Smithsonian was the second one, and then the Secret Tomb was the last one. Okay. I think I saw that one.
So,
I don't remember seeing that one, actually.
I don't really remember it. But for the second one, I remember that was like 2009, and I was like in 10th grade.
Yeah.
And we had a field trip to the movie theater, and that's what we went and saw. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, can we see something else?
Oh, Cheaper by the Dozen is also going to be rebooted as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a weird choice. It's like if they rebooted, like, Oliver and Company. Like, oh, I guess.
I don't know. All of them sound so weird, but at the same time, I'm like, I think that all of them would work well as TV shows. Like, I think they all could be good TV shows. Like, I could see.
Yeah, it doesn't really go in specifics. It just talks about how.
Yeah.
They're gonna be remade.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're shows, like if it's like a 10 episode series on Disney Plus, like I think I might watch it.
I'd buy that.
I don't know.
Well, it's interesting too because what's it called? You can get a bundle of Hulu, ESPN Plus, and the Disney Plus for $12.99 a month. But it comes with ads. But I mean, still, you get all three for $12.99.
Okay, but why are paid services still using ads? That's what I don't get.
I don't know. I have no ads on YouTube, and I'm very glad with that decision.
I mean, we have we've had cable for years, and there's ads on that. I still never understood that. But in an age where, like, you basically pay to get rid of ads, why, like, you'd pay for Hulu, and they still give you ads. Like,
well, I know, just with – I mean, you can get Hulu with no ads. I just know with this subscription, they're probably trying to keep it cheap as possible.
Right.
And by doing ads, you know, that keeps it. But I would be completely okay if they're like, hey, like, $17.99 a month, you get all three of these, but no ads on Hulu. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll do it right away because I don't want it.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the third one? You get Disney Plus, Hulu, and what?
You get Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and and Hulu.
So that's a big deal right there. You get to watch some sports balls.
Yeah, you can watch like a bunch of. Like you can watch UFC on it. You can watch like MMA,
okay, well, that's gonna be a little sold.
Boxing and stuff like that. So there's a lot more to like.
No, that's definitely it's
ESPN a good Plus. Deal. It's not just like one football game a night. Like you get access to like a bunch of stuff.
Because
you get access to like their shows too. So like the 30 for 30s and stuff like that. You get access to that as well.
See, now, if they were like Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus for like $20, no ads, I'd probably get that.
Well, it has me curious what Netflix is going to do.
Yeah, they're going to have to step. Well, shoot, they're already just rocking it with all these originals.
Oh, did you guys see the trailer for The Irishman? Dude, I'm hoping that's. Because I feel like with Netflix original movies, at least, there's been good Netflix original shows. But as far as, like, the movies, there's been some that are okay, and then there's a lot that, like, just suck. But there's been some that I've enjoyed, but I don't think I've seen one yet where I was like, man, that was a good movie. But I think this might be the first one. I hope it is. I'll send you the trailer for it because it looks really good. It has I think it has Robert De Niro,
Al Pacino. Oh, that movie where they're using like CGI but to make him look younger.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
really? No way. I would love that. That's what I want.
Yeah.
But and isn't it based off like a true story too? And like the guy like disappeared and no one knew where.
Yeah.
Like Robert De Niro. Mobster.
It's a Martin Scorsese movie, so should be good. That
sounds really awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you the trailer.
Yeah, I watched the trailer. It looks pretty cool.
It looks pretty good. I hope it's good.
Speaking of trailers, my wife just saw
the Honey Boy trailer.
No, the what's it called? The black and white one, the Lighthouse.
Oh, why'd you spill your beans, dude? Have you not seen it? Oh, you haven't seen it?
I have seen it. It was the Willem Dafoe, yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it looks. She's still kind of iffy about it because it looks spooky. She's like, it's A24, so it's going to be scary. And I'm like, that's a pretty accurate assessment.
Yeah, but I mean, not all the movies are scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, not all fast food is greasy, but the vast majority of it is.
No, the vast majority of the movies are not scary. If you go and look at their catalog, I mean, there's a handful. They just have a few really good scary movies.
Like, or I probably have. I can't remember.
Yeah, you'd be surprised if you look at if you just go to A24.com, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I've seen all these movies, and
yeah,
they have so many movies. And then there was another one. What was the one that you sent me today, Brett? I mean, Nate.
It was like a new one coming out, and it had like a DirecTV like logo on it. So I don't know if DirecTV is like a part of the movie now too.
Oh, interesting.
But it had like one of the kids from it, so it looks.
And oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
look like they're robbers or something like that, and then they find gold or something. It's called Low Tide.
Huh. Yeah, it kind of looks like a more. It almost looks like a more adult, like Goonies kind of movie or something.
So like it, or Scary Stories that's on the dark. I feel like that's kind of a trend now. Let's just take a bunch of kids and do stuff.
Yeah, they definitely got that from Stranger Things. For
Stranger
sure.
Things. Well, Stranger Things got it from other movies, which is what's funny. It's like they're kind of like the trendsetters, even though they started by like taking all these tropes and combining them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
It's like how when the new Ghost in the Shell came out, everyone was like, oh, it's like a ripoff of all these other movies. And I'm like, well, Ghost in the Shell kind of like inspired all these other movies. So, yeah. Do you ever think they'll run out of tropes or stories to use in movies?
Like, what?
There's like a billion movies, and they make so many every year. You ever think they're just gonna like run out of stuff to do? I mean, we're already seeing a lot of remakes and reboots and sequels, and it's hard to find like an original property that makes like a billion in tickets. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for Avatar. It doesn't happen as much. But yeah, that's why I keep saying, like, you know, it's cool that Endgame surpassed Avatar, I've been thinking about it a lot just because it's been in the news and everything, and I'm like, you know, it's actually really cool that Avatar was able to do what it did because it was a totally new IP that came out of nowhere. I had no idea about it, and then it just comes out of nowhere and just totally kills it at the box office. And so It's just cool because it shows that that can happen again. Like with the, I mean, I hope.
Yeah,
that,
I'm excited for the new one.
Know. Yeah. Well, I hope that they're good. We'll see. It would be funny though if like the second one comes out and it sucks.
Yeah.
Like the third one comes out, it's like, oh, no, this one's gonna be better, and it's like worse.
Yeah. Man, speaking of James Cameron though, and I know he's not, well, I think he's producing the Terminator Dark Fate or whatever. But I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not really excited.
It looks awesome. Looking
forward to it. Really? You think?
Yes. I saw the trailer and I got really excited.
Okay. It looks okay.
I haven't seen
the last couple.
2018, where it shows like Sarah Connor come out, and it's like, oh, it's like all these original action heroines are back. Like, how?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's for sure going to be better than like Genesis. I didn't see it either, but I watched like the first 30 minutes and I turned it off because I didn't like it. But I don't know. I mean, I want it to be good, and I hope, hopefully, because James Cameron's involved at least somewhat, that maybe it'll be good-ish.
I think it'll be good. I think they realized what kind of went wrong with Genesis. I haven't seen it, but I know a lot of what went wrong with it and what people did, like, just from, like, it exploded. But,
Yeah, we'll see. I hope it comes out soon, right?
Probably. I don't have a calendar in front of me or anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I don't know, but I'm interested to see.
Yeah. Well, what else we got? See, I was gonna bring up a topic that's a little controversial.
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
Well, I know it's kind of like a hot button issue right now, but I wanted to talk about fat people.
Oh, jeez, okay.
yeah, we're getting into it. So one of our potential guests in the future, he's kind of exempt because, you know, he's got, like, health issues, and that's, you know, I get it. But, like, so I was wondering earlier, and Cody, I sent you Zap about this earlier, but I don't think you listened to it. Okay, obviously there's exceptions, like people with glandular problems or diabetes or you know, some kind of like health issues that just like shoot their weight to the sky and there's like nothing they can do about it. You know, there's obvious exceptions like that, but, and you know, people in their 40s, 50s that cannot lose weight just because of, you know, how hard it is when you get older. But there's like people our age that are hundreds of pounds. And I just wonder like how they get that way, you know? And it's sad, and it makes me like a little stumped. Cause I mean I struggle. It's hard to work out, it's hard to eat right. It requires a lot of discipline and a lot of focus. But if I got to 200 pounds, I'd be like, nope, not eating for like a week. And I would push myself, like, you know, like where does it stop, you know? And I mean, I eat a lot. I eat a crap ton.
That Taco Bell though.
Yeah. Like I had a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Like a Taco Bell, you always have to get quite a bit of food because you're always nervous that you're going to be hungry 5 minutes later.
Right, exactly. And it's so cheap. It's like, oh, well, it's just another dollar for another beefy Frito burrito, so why not?
Those cheesy potato grillers, bro. Oof.
Yeah, those are fire. But anyway, I'm obviously no patron saint of health and fitness myself, but I'm still not like that fat.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'd have to try. Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, people
just
are
wait
age,
till you
like,
gain that baby weight, bro.
That baby weight, yeah. Well, that's what I've heard too. You know, they call it a dad bod for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I would have to try really hard to be like visibly fat, like for people to be like, "Wow, that guy's fat." You know.
It's interesting.
You know, I just feel like we live in a society now and stuff like that where people just don't want to be told what to do unless they think it's a problem.
I mean, so, that's like me with my teeth. I'm like, hey, dentist, I don't want to get work done. I'm going to avoid you as long as possible.
Let me do what I want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I still floss and brush every day, but like, I'm just so done getting my teeth work done. That's probably most of it. It's just so like rebellion.
Well, I know for me, like I work out like in like periods of like stints and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
you'll get like really motivated for like a couple weeks.
Well, we bought like a gym service because I don't get access to the gym anymore at school. So that kind of motivates me because I have money on the line and I don't want to waste that.
Yeah.
And it's nice. And plus, it's open 24 hours, so like I go sometimes at night or
right
in the morning, so that's a good aspect of it. It feels good too, but the days like where like you're not motivated at all or anything like
it's
that.
It's hard.
No, it sucks. Because I went today, and you know, my podcasts weren't loading. My Audible book like deleted as soon as I turned it on. My music wasn't downloaded, so I was like, well, I don't even want to work out now or anything like that because nothing's going to – it's going to be so boring just like
– try to run on a treadmill in complete silence. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, and I was like, I'm ready just to go home.
Like, I got to have Parkway Drive or something like that.
I was able to get one podcast to work from Joe Rogan. It was actually pretty good. So. Which one did you listen to? It was the comedian one with that girl.
Was it Whitney?
I think it was Annie. Annie Letterman.
I haven't listened to that one.
She was on Wednesday.
Was it good?
I mean, it's good so far. I mean, she talks about like how she got drunk one time, like driving a moped, and she woke up the next day and like had. She was like, yeah, my nipple like was almost ripped off.
Well, that's
and then, you know, she's just like talking about all this stuff. And then Joe's like, so is this like a therapy session? It was pretty funny.
That's funny.
But it's hard to get motivated and stay motivated. That's what kind of bothers me is like I could be super on top of my health and fitness right now. But in 5 years, if I don't keep it up, that doesn't matter, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Like if I didn't go running like in late high school and get into shape and all that, like would it have made a difference right now? It's what kind of gets to me. It's like, no matter how hard you try right now, you're gonna either have to keep going or just not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's all about being consistent.
Yeah, and I'm so bad
at it. All it takes is like, yeah. Like, you know, like you go to the gym a bunch and then you take like a week off and you go back and you're like, holy crap. Like, why is this 100 times harder than it was a week ago?
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be able to do, like, 25-pound dumbbells in each hand, and then, like, 20's hard. Like, what's the point if it's, you know, you're uphill all the time?
Well, I did cross-country, and my best, like, time, like, my sophomore year, because then I got injured, so then I just decided not to do it anymore, was I ran, like, a 5K, like, 3 miles in 20 minutes. And now, like, working out, like, running a mile, it, like, takes me, like, 10 minutes if I actually, like, really try. So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's with age and stuff like that, too. It's kind of...
Right.
You really got to stick with it.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's interesting. Well, seeing people like it too that continue to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for fat shaming me today, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I probably fat.
Appreciate it, and I'm sure all our fat listeners are appreciate it too. And I can't wait to see what kind of messages we're gonna get, especially from the people that were messaging us about Bradley last week. You know, it'll be funny to see what they say this week.
Wait, what?
Well, oh, you didn't know, dude? Well, we got some funny messages. Like one guy sent a message like, "Hey, that Bradley guy is like." It's like if Steve Buscemi played Gollum.
See, I would like to see that, though, actually. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I could imagine.
Steve Buscemi. Jeez. That's an interesting topic. Like, other... What? Playing well-known characters.
yeah.
I mean, I had a dream way back where if you took the entire cast of The Dark Knight and just shifted everyone by one person, like
you had a dream Alfred, about that? That's like super specific.
No, like not a like sleep dream, but like. Oh. Like a conceptual dream. Like, I would love to make this happen. Like, if you had Morgan Freeman be Bruce Wayne, you had Michael Caine be the Joker, you had...
This sounds like, what's that movie? Like, The Best Marigold Hotel or something?
Yeah, but way more...
But no, it's like The Best Marigold Hotel, but they got bored and they started role-playing.
That's something I would pay to see. Aren't they coming out with a second
one? Actually?
Or a third one? Maybe there was a second one already. I don't remember.
There was a second one. That was like probably like 8 years ago. Dude.
Well, they're coming out.
I'll never forget, though. I saw the first one.
I loved the first one. It was like red, but they weren't secret agents or whatever.
I did not love it. I did not love it at all.
I could have sworn that was like one of your favorite
favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, that was back when we were really weird stuff.
Yeah, I was definitely not into like old people porn.
I don't know. Yeah, old.
But I did love The King's Speech though.
There you go. There's that old people. You know.
Does anybody have the Beyond Meat patties yet?
The what?
Yeah.
Like the Beyond Meat.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
They're like veggie burgers that don't taste like veggie burgers. Oh. They taste really close to like a real burger. I
wouldn't even try them.
They're actually
pretty good. Just being honest.
I just saw this tweet where it says Taylor Swift opens up about how she overcame the mass public shaming after the Kim Kardashian and Kanye West feud. And then it says, when you say someone is canceled, it's not a TV show, it's a human being. And someone's like, wow, she still hasn't moved on 3 years later. They really rocked her world.
Nice.
See, I didn't even know that was a thing. That's how big it was. See, I think Taylor Swift and Kanye, I think that I'm going to let you finish. Know what I mean?
Wait, what?
The whole, this is the Grammys or something?
Oh, yeah.
Corruption. Like, that's classic, though. I also think, oh, man, the freaking Cats trailer, dude. Now that we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Well, that was amazing.
Speaking of things that shouldn't be remade. I mean, I would welcome a Cats remake.
Brad, I thought you'd be looking forward to that.
I was before I saw the trailer. I was actually kind of excited when I saw the cast.
What do you wish they did to fix it?
Not use CGI whatsoever. Or if they did... I mean, it would just be an animated movie then if they were to do it good. CGI, you know? Like it'd be like the Aristocats, you know? Like have them be actual cats, but it's like they're neither human nor cats. They're just like these humanoid homunculi with like cat ears.
Yeah, I have no interest in. I just remember when I was a kid, like
musicals.
Watching the commercial for Cats, like Cats. on it seemed like it was on Cats. Every VHS tape. Like there was always a trailer or commercial.
I love the musical, like the movie of it. Like I never saw it live or anything. You know, I never, like, yeah, I never saw it in musical form, but the movie. Was like, I think my sister got me into it. I'd watch it all the time. All the time. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Great. Yeah, oh. I can.
So what's the story in like two or three sentences? Go. Because all I know is this is a bunch of weird cats and.
That's it. You just did it. It's the story in two or three sentences. But no, I mean it's
all right, cool.
It's a bunch of cats that have their leader. Their leader gets kidnapped, and there's like this villain, and it's cool. There's magic in there somewhere, I think.
Okay.
There's some magic or little magic.
Both.
Interesting.
Like I know all the characters, but shoot, I really can't tell you a story.
I mean. The catcher does suck, but it looks like they do have a good cast, so it will be interesting.
Okay, the cast is like 50% at best. I mean, Jason Derulo in any movie.
Yo, Jason Derulo, though.
Yeah, exactly. Why would they pick him?
Why wouldn't they pick him?
Freaking James Corden. James Corden has no business being in a movie. It's,
yeah, that's a good point.
Just sick of seeing him everywhere.
He hosts
but who else is in it? Because there's
Taylor Swift is in it. Freaking Fat Amy's.
Okay, well, I know that there's someone in it. There's like at least a couple people that are good in it, right? Because I remember I was like surprised. I was like, who's in it?
Is it in there?
Oh, I think so.
McKellen, I think.
Yeah, and they have. What's her face? The black chick.
Yeah, that black chick.
I'm totally forgetting her name.
Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just there's a lot of
this looks.
Oh, Jennifer weird. Hudson.
Oh. Yeah, I mean. You know, they got people that can sing, they got people that can act, but like just being a singer.
But do they have people that can be cats?
Yeah.
Wow. This is actually from the director of The King's Speech. That's interesting.
Oh, no way.
And and Les Mis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's even
more interesting. Interesting.
Because it just looks bad. Like,
yeah. It looks, I mean, I'm looking at stills right now and it looks hilarious.
Yeah, they don't look like cats.
It's like, at least made their noses look like cats.
Yeah, they just
have and then there's faces.
Like I get the purpose of it, like it's supposed to like be like the play and stuff like that, but they could at least have made their noses look like cats.
It's so easy to get costumes. Movies have done it for a century. We've had costumes, and then they're like, "Oh, no!"
You guys are gonna be so impressed with our like fur technology,
furry CGI.
Yeah.
That's
weird,
man. It's like something you'd find on a 2000s animation demonstration.
Yeah.
Like, you know those old CDs where it would be, like, different 3D, like, Gumby-looking animations?
Gumby.
Yeah, Gumby.
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 Yeah, it's interesting.
See, that's another case for I don't love everything.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big honking
one. You'll see it, though, and you'll love it.
Yeah.
I don't think I will.
And your favorite actor is going to be Taylor Swift.
Has she even been in any other movies? Does she have any sort of chops?
Not that I know.
I have no idea.
I mean, sometimes they surprise us. They'll be like, oh, what's Jaden Smith doing in a movie? And then After Earth is one of the worst movies ever. But, you know, sometimes it'll work out.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. You know, Miley Cyrus did okay. And Hannah Montana.
That was before she did music, though. Like, she did music as Hannah Montana, and then...
Jay's on my feet. Jay's on my feet.
Jay's on my feet.
She killed that song. Sometimes that song comes on SiriusXM, and I just laugh so hard. She probably, like, back then thought, like, she was doing, like, such a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Isn't it kind of scary that that type of stuff is over 10 years old? Well, yes.
Yeah. It is weird when you see how long ago, like, things like that were. Like
I remember time. Fireflies just came out and everybody was listening to it. And now it's...
Fireflies. Yeah.
What year do you think has the best music like that you
2010. Enjoy?
2010.
2010, you had Alisana's The Emptiness. You had Parkway Drive's Deep Blue. There's just a lot of good stuff going on. I think even... I don't know, Linkin Park probably released an album. They had a bunch of stuff.
I know they did in 2012, I think.
2012.
2012 is my year of music.
Yeah. What are some of your smash hits from that year?
Smash hits from 2012? Bro, don't even get me started with those smash hits.
2012, the movie starring John Cusack. Well,
you have Whistle by Flo Rida. Starship by Nicki Minaj, Payphone by Maroon 5, Diamonds by Rihanna, Gangnam Style. Come on.
Oh yeah, this actually.
As long as you love me. I mean, it's just that's when Imagine Dragons was starting to get big. You had Frank Ocean's album that came out.
Was that when Goblin came out, or am I thinking of 2011?
What, for who?
Tyler.
No, I said Frank Ocean.
I know, but it reminded me of Tyler, because they...
Oh.
All the time.
Rack City by Tyga.
Hey.
Mercy by Kanye West.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
All Gold Everything by Trinidad James. Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. Burn It Down by Linkin Park. Some Nights With Fun. No Lie, 2 Chainz. Work Hard, Play Hard.
Work Hard. Oh man, what about
Don't You Worry Child, Swedish House Mafia.
All those Lost.
Thrift Shop. Macklemore.
Who did Work Hard, Play Hard? Are you sure?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa did play hard.
100% sure.
Wasn't it like David Guetta and then he featured some people?
No.
Brazil, a lot of people worship David Guetta.
Somebody that I used to know Call Me Maybe. We Are Young.
Somebody.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, man. Those two songs, Call Me Maybe and Somebody That I Used to Know, right there.
Were the first Beam songs.
Yeah, it's 2012.
Top 10...
Titanium. Top 10
most unforgettable songs.
Maybe David Guetta just mixed everything. Because I swear I had like a playlist full of David Guetta songs.
Sexy but it's and all... I Know It.
You got David Guetta posters up on your ceiling, bro?
Take Amazing. It. But you have Drake's album, you know, Take Care with Take Rihanna. Care. That whole album.
I think that's so
good. Wild and Free. I'm telling you, 2012, in my opinion, had the best music.
Best pop.
Pretty good. Sure. Pretty good year.
What about you, Cody?
I definitely need to think about it more, but the first what comes to mind though is 2015. Yeah.
See,
all I need to say is To Pimp a Butterfly, dude.
Yeah.
To Pimp a Butterfly, Vince Staples' Summertime album.
That's true.
Summertime 06 or whatever. And then Future's Dirty DS2.
Trap Queens.
Young Thug's Barter 6. Yo, Travis Scott's Rodeo. What else was there?
A lot of good stuff. That was when I first came back from my mission. I just remember
Fetty Wap.
With Cody listening. King Kunta. Stuff.
Fetty. Yeah, 2015 did have a lot of good songs. I would have to say 2012 and 2015 were a lot of good songs. I still bump to and stuff.
I think last year was really good too. I feel like recent years have been good. I think that we've gotten a lot of music. There's been a lot of music that's been disappointing or bad. Like we've had, you know, we've seen a fair share of like
Fred's
big day level of disappointments for sure. But there's been a lot of good things too. Yeah. There's been a lot of good stuff too. I mean, Kendrick's last album, Kanye's albums from last year were amazing.
I have a friend that doesn't like Kendrick's last album. He says it's really bad.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say that. Well, at least a handful of people.
Which is interesting.
Because... It's not... What?
I just said, which is interesting.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was...
Yeah, I like
praised.
It. Yeah. You would think, but no.
He needs to make new music, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, speaking of music and new music... I just wanted to I sent this to Nate, but let me just tell you what just came. It's 12:21 here, and new music has been released. We got Rick Ross's Port of Miami 2, Trippie Redd's album, which is just titled an exclamation point.
Baby.
And then
wow.
Blueface released Dirtbag, Ugly God. Oh, really? And then, then there's the Megan Thee Stallion song.
Tori Kelly.
And then Fetty Wap and T-Grizzly released an album together. Ooh. So that's an interesting collab right there.
Ooh.
Blueface, baby.
But yeah. I'm kind of excited to listen to Port of Miami, too.
Dirty Heads.
What are we looking at on time?
We are at 69 minutes.
Little.
Ooh. You guys want to call it?
We can call it.
I think we got some good
comments. Do it.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We'll try to get some sort of regular schmegula schedule going. And yeah, see you next time.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down.
Once again, we want to thank you for listening and tuning into our podcast this week and being a part of our conversation and listening with the many topics that we have discussed. As we continue to put more episodes out, we thank you for your support and turn notifications on and look for other areas where you can watch the podcast and share it to your friends. That way they can enjoy it as well.